Coming up next week, it is our inaugural Beer League softball game. And we picked, by way of contest on our website, some team of losers that are going to come out to Siemens Stadium on Monday.
Timberwolves.
And, yeah, Timberwolves, some guy, I don't even know who it is. Apparently he was an Olympian or something. I don't know. Well, we got our own Olympian. We have multiple Olympians.
We do.
Get ready for that. One of them joins us right now. His name is Brandon Cozen. Cozy, what is up?
Not much, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, what have you been doing? I haven't seen you in like 2 years. Like, what?
Where have you been hiding?
What's happening?
Well, I've been in Russia, so pretty much hard to find me there.
Yeah, I'm not going there. I'm not going there.
You have to get a little closer for Dino, meet up for coffee.
Yeah, like I don't leave my house, let alone go to Russia. That's a tall order. So you're going to have to come to my place if we're going to hang out. How's life in Russia, man?
It's good. I mean, it's obviously a little bit different.
That didn't sound very convincing. That sounded like...
definitely hates it.
Yeah, you hate it, don't you?
No, I like it. I've been treated well the last couple of years. But, you know, there's definitely the days where you're a little confused on what you're doing there. But, I mean, for the most part, I've been treated pretty well.
Now, do you mean street signs or just life in that you're confused to be there?
Maybe just personal opinion of why I'm there.
Right. But. Okay. Not like do I walk? Do I wait? Where do I eat? It's more like where is my life headed?
Yeah, I kind of figured out those things. Yeah. I know a bit of the language now, so I can kind of get my way around.
Yeah. So tell us about your year minus the Olympics, because we want to get into that. What kind of a season has it been for you? Where are you playing? And give us the details.
Well, I was in Yaroslavl, which is a Lokomotiv. It was the same team that had the plane crash.
Yeah.
That most people remember them for. It was good. You know, obviously, it was a lot of hockey, especially with the Olympics. There's our season plus training camp plus playoffs, and then you add the fact that I had to do three pre-Olympic tournaments and try and make that team, and then you had the Olympics. And it was stressful. There was a lot of pressure, but it was good. At the end of the day, I experienced a lot of things that a lot of people don't get to do.
Now, what's your contracts? How does it work? Are you going back there? Are contracts guaranteed? Because we hear funny things sometimes about the KHL.
Yeah, as of now, I have a contract with my team. And as far as I know, I should be going back. But like you said, anything can happen. Contracts aren't guaranteed, but there's rules in place that if they break the contract, you get a certain percentage of it. A lot of people talk about the KHL not really being very legitimate, but it's getting better every year. I haven't had any trouble in terms of getting money or dealing with anything that was super crazy. So my situation has been pretty good.
Well, give us a crazy story. Give us something that people are going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened.
Well, I mean, you hear some stories about teams threatening to pay. I've heard of teams saying, oh, if you guys don't start winning, then you're not going to get paid. I think a lot of that is an empty threat. In Russia, it's kind of their way of doing things. They try and money is really important to them, so they try and hold things over you. I think that's a little ridiculous.
What about you personally? Have you like eaten burgers out of a paper bag after a game? Like, what's been something that's kind of funny with you?
There hasn't been really much like that, but I mean, they'll make us, like, we have something called a baza. It's almost like a home base. Okay. And we have, like, our training facility and our apartments and stuff like that there. And they'll make us like, stay in the base, like, all day if we lose a game or something. Like, just kind of, it's almost like going to the army, kind of. They kind of treat you like that.
Yeah. That sounds...
Otherwise, I haven't had anything where I'm like, yeah, I'm eating bugs out of a freaking my pizza. I haven't had anything like that.
Brandon Cozen, our guest here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Tell us about PyeongChang. What was that experience like?
It was awesome. You know, I'd say the best part of it was just kind of being a part of something that was so much more. You know, you go there and it's not just hockey. It's every sport. Kind of all the Canadian athletes kind of band together and cheer for each other, and it was kind of cool to kind of be part of like Team Canada, more so than just being part of Hockey Canada.
So, I mean, take us there. The tournament. What were the expectations coming in? Ordinarily, all things equal, Canada going to an Olympics, they're the team to beat. You guys were not. It was basically Russia. It looked like they were the team to beat. Walk us through the, you get there and kind of take us through chronologically how the games and then how you get to winning a medal.
Well, I think every time you kind of play for Team Canada, there's kind of a certain expectation. They've kind of built such a reputation that, you know, when you put that sweater on, you're kind of expected to win. And I think that even people in Canada, the fans, they expect you to win. So the expectation going in was, yeah, we're gonna win. Obviously, going there, that's not what happened. But it was good. I thought our team showed a lot. I think maybe we could have done a little bit better, but we, at the end of the day, it was, you know, I don't think we really left much on in the bag or on the table, and it was pretty good. I'm pretty proud to be able to play with some of those guys.
All right, so how do you get roped into joining us next week for our first ever slow pitch beer championship or something like that?
I've had a couple softball games this summer, so I think I'm going to be ready to go.
Nice. Are you in shape? Are you in ball shape?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I know I'll be in better shape than Boone.
No, but here's the thing.
Like, that seems not necessary.
There's hockey shape and there's slow pitch shape, which is the ability to perform athletic endeavors while five or six beers deep. This is what we need to know.
I got that handled. Don't worry.
Now, Pinder has kind of grabbed this thing. He's broadcasting it, but yet I feel like he's put the roster together. Pinder, where do you see Kozin as far as the defensive setup of our game?
See, I don't know. I'd have to ask a few questions. Where you seem like a corner infielder, like shortstop or third. Is that fair?
I could play short or shortstop or outfield. I could do.
Well, those are two very different positions.
Are you rangy? Because if we could use someone with speed in center.
I could do center.
All right.
You have sound very unconfident multiple times through this interview.
Might bring him off the bench.
I think, maybe we'll start you on the bench. We'll see how things go.
No, I'm a starter for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So if one's hit to third or short, are you going to be able to get that ball over in time and accurately?
100%.
All right. Now, do you recall our last meeting face-to-face?
No, I'll be there.
No, I'm telling you, so the last time we chatted, we were at on the flight deck at the Rogers Center, you, myself, and Walker. You were playing for the Marlies for the time. You were on Walker's show twice a week. It was a very exciting time. And we were talking about the Blue Jays. Do you recall the horrible take that I had back then in what must have been 4 years ago?
Remind us all about your horrible take.
Drew Hutchison is a two.
Oh, nice.
He had a couple eight-inning shutout starts.
That's right.
They went in Texas in the heat.
And I told you that he was. I told you he wasn't a two. You didn't want to believe me.
I'm like, come on. What more do you need? It's almost a complete game shutout. This is a guy that could go. Was a two. And he's been in AAA for 2 years.
But didn't he have a good...
Blue Jays fans tend to get very excited about someone who does well.
Yes, it's true. It's our greatest curse. We've been plagued with 20 years of misery minus two playoff runs. So when something good happens, we assume that it must be a gift from the gods.
Cozy, I've been sitting through daily Vladdy Guerrero Jr. updates. That's what's happening here. Yeah. So how many deep were you when you threw out the Hutchison? Because didn't he had a great win loss record a couple years ago? Did he not?
Yeah, that would have been the year.
ERA
after.
Was like 9.
Well, and you know what? Like whatever, wins and losses.
Exactly.
It was earlier in his career. He was rather young. He had a few really really good starts, and then the odd time you get roughed up. And I thought this is just a young guy. It's rounding into form, rather than that would have been close to the peak of the mountain before down the other side.
Hey, he had potential. Maybe he just overshot it a little bit.
Just a little. Number two was maybe number two in AAA right now. That's probably close to.
All right. Well, we don't know where you fit in, but we're happy to have you. We're going to play softball of some sort on Monday, and everyone's invited out to Siemens Stadium. And then we're going to go and have some drinks and food afterwards. And then we'll see how it goes. I know that's probably the best part of your game. Is the post game?
Well, if Russia's treated me or taught me anything,
and that's right. That's how to do it. Hey, Cozy, I look forward to seeing you, man. You owe everything to me, and you'll get a chance to to pat me on the back and say thanks coming up on Monday.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Booms. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. Take care, man. Good to see you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Brandon Cozen joining Team 960 for the big... I was going to say charity. It's not even charity. We're just doing it.
Yeah, we're just definitely
just doing it.
Just drinking beer and doing stupid things.